Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Presented by Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm. Doing good by doing right. Hello, everyone. And those of you watching on the 93.7thefan.com live stream, hello, hello, Chris Muller and
Hi.
Craig Riley. After a nice, fun weekend for all of us.
I don't recover from, like, the Saturday beers the way I used to.
How many?
I don't really count them, but I think we were in the 7 to 9 range. But I was trying to drink, like, low-alcohol beers, too, like session IPAs, things that are, like, 5% or less. Just the sheer amount of liquid, I think.
You get bloated?
I woke up, you ever feel you're not hungover the next morning by any stretch, but you just feel like...
You're not allowed to be hungover because you've got a young kid at home. So the lounging around and relaxing all day doesn't apply to you because you've got to go into mode
he'll
and everything
and
else.
By himself
toy cars, toy trucks.
Like, he'll chill and he's pretty
self-sufficient.
Dumps his
pants, needs a clean up.
Right. He drew all over himself with marker this morning. But I would have almost rather felt severely hungover and maybe knew I had way too much. I just felt like, kind of whatever. I felt like the
maybe
human
version. Maybe you
need
a day like Roethlisberger at Steelers practice. Maybe we can give you the Pony
like
and Muller equivalent of that.
A maintenance day I'm working on my takes on the side by myself.
Chris only participates in the individual drill portion of today's show.
I only
show,
do
which
interviews
is,
and you have to do the rest of the show.
Yeah, the short 40 segments for Chris. Ben is having a light jog and stationary bike day at Steelers
you
practice.
You know how you set a treadmill to a number, right, to go on it? You ever gone on a treadmill that just, Craig, has like the, it has like your speed? It's basically miles an hour. So like 4 is a brisk walk. What do you think Ben is on that, if he was on a treadmill, what does a light jog look like for him? Is it about a 4.5? Is it basically a trot? Does he look like the crip walking horse from dressage? What are we getting at? How fast are we moving here on the light jog? That's what I want to know.
Barely enough to work up a sweat. It's not hot enough for him to do that today. I don't want to go down this road because it's not what I intended to start today's show with.
Start the show the way you wanted.
What is this flummery from Roethlisberger?
What?
This is just complete nonsense.
Flummery?
Yes.
Craig.
Did I just make up a word?
What are we talking about here? If it's a real word, I've never heard it. And that means he's going way above the pay
grade. I'll pay
grade.
A fine if it's a made-up word.
I think it's made up, but I get like what you were saying, actually.
You're saying...
Flummery. F-L-U-M-M-E-R-Y.
Yes, it's a word. Empty compliments are nonsense. She hated the flummery of public relations.
What is this flummery?
Or it is a sweet dish with beaten eggs, milk, sugar, and flavorings.
Just what is...
Put some money in the jar. My God.
No, it's a real word, so I'm not putting any money in there.
But it's a word not even
but
I,
Craig
the elitist, knew.
But Craig understood through context clues what I was getting
I
at with that word.
I understood what it was
It's a funny-sounding word, and I did it on purpose because I don't care that he took a pay cut and that he's coming off this elbow thing 2 years ago and he's old.
Yes.
Why can't he practice?
I don't know. I don't understand it, too, when there's so much timing and, like, with all the pre-snap stuff. In this new offense, you would think you would want to be under center and in the positions to be taking. Like,
and they were off yesterday.
Not just mental reps either. This is the one offense where, given everything that Matt Canada likes to do, you would think you got to be in there in the thick of things.
They were off yesterday.
Plus, it's not like the backup quarterback here is bathing himself in glory. Well, I don't need to see any.
Screw up the pitch?
Yes, they did. My God.
That's what I wanted to get to. That's what's on tap brought to you by. What? Why are you slapping your seat like that?
You didn't even have to say that's what I wanted to get to because I gave you the on-ramp there and was hoping you would drive on it.
Now you're in full critique mode of the way I'm setting up the show.
Craig, I tried to throw him a little alley-oop that he could dunk without anyone noticing.
Well, I needed to get the read in. Miller Lite Patio Tour featuring the Crafty Jackalope in Bridgeville.
Love that place.
When was the last time you got drunk there?
Oh, I don't get drunk anymore. I have a child.
You have session IPAs.
Yeah, I bet you they have a lot of good ones at the Crafty Jackalope, too.
They probably do. Okay, so Mason Rudolph has looked awful
at
Steelers training camp so far. He's thrown the most interceptions. You know, reports are that he's very timid, just dumping the ball off for his completions, isn't making any plays downfield. The one time he hit Juju in stride, Juju had the ball go off his helmet and it wasn't even a catch. That he has been, objectively, this is not, you know, the president of the Dwayne Haskins fan club coming out right now. He has been thoroughly outplayed by Haskins since they showed up for training camp.
Yeah, everything I heard was, well, I know Mark...
Not mini-camp. We're talking about training camp.
Well, Mark Cabali also had been one to write that Haskins, while they were at the Southside complex, Haskins wasn't showing much. And then as soon as the scene shifted to Heinz Field, he started to turn it on. I think the thing that has jumped out the most about Rudolph, the most negative thing I've heard, it isn't just that you haven't read much positive about him at all.
Yep.
It's that Tomlin, in that two-minute drill situation, it basically sounds like he stopped the drill in disgust and forced it to be a failure for Rudolph because he was so mad about what Rudolph had done. And then when he was asked about it afterwards, basically said...
He's not a rookie anymore.
Yeah, he said, like, mistakes are going to be made. That's why we do this. But essentially, Mason Rudolph and a lot of other guys should know better, and he did not behave as such.
Craig gave me an idea before the show. Why not just trade him to the Colts right now?
Why not
have Kevin Colbert step away from practice and just inquire and figure out how desperate the Colts are because of this Wentz injury? Where the only quarterback they have.
Is there any pick low enough that you wouldn't take
it in
return?
The only quarterback they have on their roster right now who has taken real snaps in an NFL game is Brett Hundley, who stinks.
Who almost beat the Steelers.
He did.
They're going to go trade for Nick Foles because Nick Foles is already sending sweet nothings Frank Reich's way.
But you can't do that if you're Indy. You can't trade for Nick Foles. You can't put you just dealt for the Carson Wentz contract. You can't put Carson Wentz in that situation again.
I mean, yes, you can. You can absolutely do that
if you
want to.
If you want Carson Wentz to fail, and you want to have that, old maid like contract. You want that albatross on the books again. You try to create a change of scenery for Carson Wentz, and you basically bring.
You bring the reason that he never worked out in Philly.
That's
to
like
Indy.
If you move to get away from your ex-wife, and 3 months later she moves to the city you're in and is next door. If you do that, you can't.
I mean, Carson Wentz is trying to suggest it because it's funny.
Carson Wentz, yes, I know it's funny, it's humorous, but they can't actually do that.
Wouldn't it be in the sense of Carson Wentz is your guy? You just traded for him. I'm not saying either of us thinks that Mason Rudolph is ever going to get it.
I mean,
do you think he factors it? He's a younger guy. What if Mason Rudolph comes in there, ends up being the starter while Wentz is out, and plays well? Then you've got the Carson Wentz jackpot yet again.
Do you think that Mason Rudolph factors into the Steelers' future plans at quarterback at all?
Nope.
I'm not asking you if you think he should.
No,
I'm asking
if you think he really does. I really don't think he does. I really think that they see him as somebody that will be a backup for the rest of his career.
Which is finally past the first round grade.
Yeah, it's a failure on their part. And the reason I would support trading him for almost anything that you could get at this point, you know, you used a third round pick, whatever. The reason I would support it is here. This'll even out Pony's flummery fine. We're getting into sunk cost fallacy territory here with Mason Rudolph. Which is because they spent something on him of value, a third round pick, when their starter at the time was pretty pissed off about it.
Yep.
That they're going to keep trying to extract something from that when they should cut the cord right this second and not just keep plowing attention and resources in the sense of he's on the roster and occupying a spot into a guy that has no future here. But I feel like because they picked him at a certain place in the draft, they're going to keep trying to make this work, even though I think deep down they all know that it won't for him. That his time, he would have shown something at some point before now. He had a whole season, essentially, to try to be the man and got beat out by a guy doing duck calls, like a cartoon character.
But could you picture this? The Colts made the playoffs last year. They have overall a good roster.
Great offensive line. That's
they
gonna
know
insulate them.
That if you bring in Rudolph, he's of no threat long term to Wentz, and because you picture you'll get Wentz back later this year, and it's probably an upgrade over turning your offense over to either a rookie 6th-round pick or a second-year 4th-round pick quarterback who's never gotten a single snap. So in that way, he's kind of like a solid, just dependable guy that you can throw in there for like the 6 games or whatever it is that Wentz is out. And try to go 4-2 and 3-3
in your mind, you don't care
him.
What he does. Even if, unless he goes 6-0 and looks like Kurt Warner in 1999, you're not altering your overall plan. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and if he's good, well then, all right, you've got him under contract next year
and you probably
for
$4
million, and maybe he's Wentz's backup next year. Maybe you flip him again. I don't know. I just don't think, if I'm the Steelers...
See, the trade Rudolph part, it sounds like good asset management, but I think that is you, the Dwayne Haskins fan, coming out.
But what is the point? Is the point in the Steelers keeping him around both to start this year and presumably next year because of the same situation? If Ben goes down, you want him to be the guy that steps in? And
I think only for this year. I think this would be smart if this is how they're thinking, if I'm right here. I think they understand, the Steelers do, that Dwayne Haskins probably needs a year to just – he's going to work out. He's going to go through camp. He's going to get preseason reps, right? He's going to learn from Ben Roethlisberger and basically try to be a good citizen, which has still been part of the narrative here, that he's ingratiated himself to people on the team and whatever. I think they understand that if they're ever going to get the most out of him, he essentially needs a full-on redshirt year.
I agree with you on that.
And I think Mason Rudolph's presence is almost exclusively to guarantee that unless there's two catastrophic injuries to the first two spots in the depth chart, that Haskins isn't going to play this year because they don't want him to. In that sense, Rudolph becomes a sacrificial lamb.
Okay, fine. But consider this. Well, let me start by asking you a question. Do you think the Steelers' offensive line is good?
No.
Neither do I. So if you're going to somehow have to play with a backup quarterback, wouldn't you be better off with Dobbs than Rudolph?
Yes.
Dobbs can move.
Yes.
Dobbs beat out Rudolph for the backup job in 2018.
Correct.
So at least one training camp in preseason, Mike Tomlin thought that Dobbs was better than Mason Rudolph.
Correct.
So just like the Landry Jones thing from a few years ago, if you think Dobbs is a better fit as a backup to go into games – and Rudolph doesn't factor into your long-term plans, and you're still holding out hope for Haskins in the big picture, why wouldn't you try to trade Rudolph right now?
As long as you have a buffer between Dwayne Haskins and the field this year, I don't really care if it's
Rudolph
or Dobbs.
The only thing that might factor, like the one person who I keep coming back to who I think is a Rudolph fan and advocate is Canada.
Why do you think that is, though?
Because Rudolph, every time he talks, including this weekend, he makes it sound like Canada bends over to accommodate him. He's putting in plays that I like. There's a ton of give and take. It's not this, I think the term he used was, it's not this my way or the highway thing. Like, Ben tries to make it sound like Canada's offense is hieroglyphics, and he has to, like, learn a whole new language. And Rudolph always downplays it like it's not that big of a deal, and he's very quarterback friendly. And there's all kinds of rumors about how in week 17 last year, Canada called the plays for Rudolph in that game against the Browns. So,
I'd heard the same rumors that it was Canada's game. I think
he's your offensive coordinator now. He's not just a quarterback coach.
Well,
he's got a bigger voice.
No, he's the guy you've worked with. Exclusively, pretty much. His job was to work with you when he was the QB coach. You have formed a player coach, position coach relationship now, and there's probably mutual belief on both sides. Yeah, Matt Canada could be a fan of his, but Matt Canada also might end up being a fan of Dwayne Haskins if Haskins gets to sit for a year and learn a little bit and shows off what are obviously better physical gifts than Rudolph.
I don't think there's any way, like they did a couple years ago, with the Steelers team, because of their offensive line. You mentioned the Colts have a great offensive line.
Yep.
I don't think that if Rudolph had to go in with this team, I don't think they could. I don't think they could, even if it were for four.
I think Rudolph's health would be in danger.
No, but I don't think they could recapture their quote-unquote magic from 2 years ago where they went 8-8 with him.
What did Mason Rudolph display, even in that game against the Browns, where he showed some stuff where you and I at least came out of it?
He threw it downfield.
No. This is a negative. You and I said he at least looked like an NFL player in that game, correct?
Yep.
But what did he also show from the bad side of that game? No pocket sense whatsoever, right? Didn't he not get cracked from the blind side at least twice? I remember once...
He looked skittish. He looked like he was scared.
From his right, he got run under
by
somebody.
He settled in late in the game, but for, I would say, the first
half.
Two and a half quarters. Yep.
So my point is, that was with a line that they at least trusted a little bit more than this one. What's to say that, a possibly worse line wouldn't get him killed?
Craig, would you trade him to the Colts right now for a fourth-round pick?
Yep. Wouldn't even
hesitate. No hesitation.
None.
For a fourth-round pick, I'd be like, here, I'll sign the contract with blood from my forearm. Open me up here.
But what do fourth-round picks really get you? Not much. I mean, I know they picked Dotson in the fourth
Martavis
round.
Martavis Bryant type of guys.
Yeah.
Fourth round could be the haven of talented but troubled, and you can make something out of a player like that. Hell yeah. Or a running back if you're properly valuing them.
And you don't think you'd be leaving yourself so vulnerable in 2021 that you would be...
No, because I don't think without a good Roethlisberger, I don't think they're winning this year. My big goal is, and what I hope the Steelers' goal is with their quarterback situation, if they really believe Dwayne Haskins has a future, keep him off the field this year. That's the goal. Remember like John Kitna playing Carson Palmer's rookie year? The whole point was Carson Palmer's not going to set foot on the field here. Now, I'm not saying it's the same situation, but you get my meaning. They were dead set as a franchise on that. And guess what? It ultimately worked for them until he got hurt.
The three best quarterbacks in the NFL didn't play
year one.
Their rookie year.
Correct.
Brady, Rodgers, and Mahomes.
Correct.
And everyone that I've talked to that has an opinion on Haskins coming out of college said if there was a quarterback from a first round that needed to sit out and watch, it was him. Washington rushed him out there not once but twice in back-to-back seasons.
Here's another guy.
Ruined his career.
Here's another guy, all-time great, who played one game, appeared in one game as rookie year, Drew Brees, way back when for the Chargers.
Because of Flutie.
Yeah. And then obviously we know how that ended for him. Basically every significant passing record under the sun just about when he retired. My point is, when it comes to Mason Rudolph, the only utility he has, if you're going to keep him on this roster,
yep,
is as a buffer between Dwayne Haskins and having to see the field
this
year.
I think his contract, like the fact that he got a contract extension, I think we've overrated that. If the Steelers cut him after this year, or if they cut him now, it's only a dead cap hit of $1 million next year. He's getting paid $4 million in 2022. If the Steelers thought was going to be their next franchise quarterback or had a chance to be, they would have offered him a bigger extension.
There's nothing there. I mean, and the cap's going to go up again next year. $1 million means even less.
He's going to get paid. That salary for next year is like half of what the Browns are paying Case Keenum. It's not even good backup quarterback money.
Correct. It's kind of just placeholder money. I don't know. I trade him.
Man, now I want this to happen.
He has no utility to this team, like I said, other than blocking the guy that they might actually like.
Could you imagine like that? That's the half measure by the Colts. It's mediocre. Mason is the bridge to Wentz getting healthy. Foles is too expensive. The Niners don't want to trade Garoppolo because they think they can win this year and Lance isn't ready.
I think
the Jaguars want too much for Minshew. They don't want to just give him away. And they just settle on a guy like Rudolph. Man, I would love
that. The funniest part about it for me would be as if Rudolph went there and was good but not great, and then Wentz got blocked again, and Carson Wentz just ended up being like this NFL nomad kind of guy. That would be funny. Yeah, but what's the point? Get him out of here. He and Dobbs are interchangeable. That's it for me. It's some guy who I would rather see out there than Dwayne Haskins, right back into the fire, and then Dwayne Haskins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.